Hi, this is Governor Asa Hutchinson. Last month in Hot Springs Village, Angela Andrews sent invitations to a birthday party for her son, Toxie. The mom invited 21 of Toxie's friends to celebrate over a bonfire, hot dogs, cake, and ice cream. This was a big day. Toxie was turning 10 years old. On the day of the party, however, Toxie was crestfallen when none of his friends arrived. According to his mother, the 10-year-old was overwhelmed and disappointed, saying, "I just wanted people to come." 2 days later, Toxie found that he had friends he had yet to even meet who were eager to celebrate his birthday. After learning of the unattended party through Facebook, 5 Arkansas state troopers exhibited extraordinary initiative and compassion by throwing Toxie his very own birthday celebration. With the permission of Toxie's mother, 5 state troopers named Corporal David Forthman, Troopers Kyle Sheldon, Tim Callison, Brandon Cook, and Terry Sawyer surprised Toxie at his home, bringing along presents, a birthday cake, and even a canine named Rhino. Together, the troopers ate cake, played basketball, and taught the 10-year-old how to activate the lights and sirens in the troopers' vehicles. Having experienced one of his best birthdays yet, Toxie said that he was so happy he cried. He hopes that one day he, too, will become an Arkansas state trooper. The efforts of these 5 troopers to care for a member of the community when they had no official obligation to do so exhibit leadership, caring, and policing at its finest. The story of Toxie's birthday surprise has traveled all over the world, eliciting responses from people in Taiwan, France, Malaysia, Germany, Hong Kong, Poland, and Tanzania, as well as hundreds of responses from across the United States. One man from Sweden sent a letter to the Arkansas State Police Department saying, quote, "I will definitely make a stop in Arkansas next time I'm back in the USA. Seems to be a nice and friendly state," end quote. Next week, our state joins in observing National Police Week and Peace Officers Memorial Day, recognizing those who work to protect our citizens and commemorating the service and sacrifice of over 20,000 United States law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty. Of these, 283 were killed while serving in Arkansas. Whether police officers, state troopers, or correctional officers, these brave men and women help keep us safe, and they daily put themselves in harm's way. Many times their work goes unrecognized and underappreciated. Now more than ever before, it is a call of law enforcement to not only protect their community, but to go beyond what is required and show kindness in many different ways to the community they serve. I am proud that Arkansas law enforcement officers demonstrate that leadership, respect, and initiative every day, even to the point of celebrating the birthday of a 10-year-old boy from Hot Springs Village. Our officers do so much more than their normal responsibilities, and they demonstrate to the world what Arkansans are like. As governor, I thank those who work to preserve public safety and protect our citizens. I appreciate your service and your commitment to our communities and to our state. Because of your hard work and dedication, the world is able to see that superheroes do exist right in the state of Arkansas. I'm honored to bring you this report from the Governor's Office in Little Rock. Have a great weekend.